Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is dignity. Our scripture for today can be found in Genesis 1:26. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make humanity in our image to resemble us, so that they may take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and all the crawling things on earth.'" As a woman and a clergy, I have witnessed how God journeyed with faith communities to uphold the dignity of all people. Our United Methodist faith affirms that all persons are of sacred worth. When God said, "Let us make humanity in our image," it defines the sacred worth of human family entrusted with the stewardship of the whole of creation. With this, we experience God's oneness and our humanness in relation to others in the world. Our collective actions manifest God's presence in the world. It must be shared for the good of all, and is good only when shared by all. When even one person's dignity is violated by oppression, abuse, discrimination, and other evils in the society, we also suffer and lose our dignity. Pope Francis wisely said, "Human dignity is the same for all human beings. When I trample on the dignity of another, I am trampling on my own." When the fullness of life and the right to enjoy and care for the whole of creation is diminished, our own dignity is diminished as well. As a community of believers, the church should defend and uphold the dignity of all persons. Ministries, opportunities, voice, and vote should be afforded to both women and men. To transform the world for Christ, let us nurture and protect our shared humanity towards fulfillment of life and dignity, where men and women, young and old, are safe, heard, free from fear, discrimination, and violence, have equal access to food, health, rest, and opportunities, and enjoy full and equal participation in tables where decisions are made, that all may sing in God's shalom, dance to life abundant, and lead with respect and dignity. Let us pray. Our loving God, you created us in your image to uphold the dignity of the human family and care for the whole of creation. Help us be faithful. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Letitia Mayberry Wright, and I just read a devotion written by Bishop Rudy Nell Estrella. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/devos.